Hey, everyone. I'm Katie McGregor Bennett, your host of AV Trade Talk. I have a very special show today. You may have heard there was some really big news that dropped yesterday. Okay, part of the reason you heard about it is because we dropped it, but it was picked up. It raged around the internet, and I'm sure by noon your inbox was loaded with the headline: Jason Knott joins DTools. I'm personally connected to this one because I do work with DTools. I'm also professionally connected to this because I work with DTools. They have been a friend of mine personally. They have been a brand that we have worked with for over 12 years. So obviously this is really big and exciting for me. On a bigger note, Jason, when Tim first told me this news, I was floored. And in fact, Tim was kind of like, wait, are you surprised? Or, you know, what's the emotion? And I literally was just like, oh man, this is huge. But it also hit me in my heart because you have been such an important part of my life professionally. As I got into PR, you are the guy that gave me two very big pieces of advice that I continue to repeat every day. And one is content isn't ready when it's rushed. It's ready when it's right. And I have repeated that probably weekly since you told me that 15 years ago. I think it was about 15 years ago. And I have always lived by that and has always served me well. And so, you know, it's just one of those things, like, you believe it or not, you have been a big driver of my professional career. And I appreciate everything you've done in the editor seat. But now I'm really here and excited to congratulate you to your new post with DTools effective July 5th. So welcome, welcome. Congratulations. If you would, Tim, kick us off and then Jason, dive in and share with us a little bit about how this came to be and where this is going. So Tim,
Katie, we're very excited. Jason and I have worked together, you know, 18 years now as well, and always had like-mindedness around our core missions for both our companies. And this really came about very, very organically. We've been building the Industry Information and Insights program for the last few years, where we work with manufacturers and distributors and our supplier partners to provide data, pricing, information that drives our software. But what comes with that are also metrics and analytics about the business, the industry as a whole. And we've been starting to deliver some of those analytics primarily with our partners, but you know, we had a much bigger vision for this, and we've been working to bring this to market, and it really happened very organically. So in conversations with Jason, it quickly became apparent that, oh my God, this is just a perfect fit. And I guess I'll let Jason take it from there.
Yeah, Jason, pick up from there. So as the conversation unfolded with Tim, you know, share with us sort of, you know, your reaction and what happened next.
Yeah. So Katie, by the way, you're not rid of me yet. So
I know I have so many deadlines.
It's as Tim said, I'm equally as excited, if not more excited than he is. The custom electronics industry has matured so much over the last, you know, 23 years that I've been the editor of CE Pro, and beyond that, 10 years before that, I was on the security side, as many of you know, covering this in the low voltage space. And many of those integrators moved into custom electronics in the late 90s when the whole regional Bell operating company situation and the Telecom Act of 1996 freed them to move into the alarm business. But the mission of CE Pro has always been to help you run your business better. And that's what's been guiding our principle as the written statement of the mission of CE Pro since its inception and what I've abided by. And one of the ways that we've tried to do that for years is to do surveys. So CE Pro, we survey our readers, and many of you know, we have these consistent deep dives that we do. We do a state of the industry study. But these are really limited surveys that we're doing just within our audience. It's dependent upon the response rate of, I'm not saying the information is not good because it's still good information, but it could be much better. And this market has matured so much over the last 25 years, yet there had not developed any sort of definitive resource for data for this industry until now, until DTools started this i3 program and started collecting this real data. And Tim and I had at first had a conversation about this. I think it was last summer, Tim, when you were telling me about this, and then it progressed and we started talking about how what they're doing, and they were telling me exactly what they're doing and the information, the depth of the information that they're gathering and how valuable it's going to be to everybody, you know, integrators, suppliers, distributors, associations, investors, all of these people who are looking at this space wanting to know what's coming up, what's coming down the pike, and what has actually happened. And DTools is collecting that information. And once I found out about it, I just got so excited that I picked up the phone and called Tim and said, you know, I think I could help you with this. I think I could be somebody who could be a messenger to get this information out, do some analysis of it. I know the market, obviously, for such a long time. Know Tim and know Randy and know the DTools strength of that brand and what a great company they are. And it just seems like such a natural fit. And it's funny. Yesterday after the news broke, I've got hundreds and hundreds of messages. And all of them said the same theme, which was, oh, my God, what a perfect fit. This is such a great fit for you. So I'm super excited about it, and I can't wait. You know, I'm still with CE Pro through the middle of June, and then actually coming on board at DTools right after the July 4th holiday. So excited about that.
You know, it's funny. There really is at least in the editorial community, that which I spend a ton of time. There is nobody that spends as much time analyzing data as you. And part of that is the CE Pro 100, I'm sure. And I know, you know, as we come out of ISC and it's like, all right, I've got about 15, 20 days of Jason's attention. And then you're going to deep dive in and be in analytics mode for the next 90 days. And it's kind of an interesting time because on the PR side, we're also really eager to see the results of that analysis. And as you said, you know, it is a sort of a limited scope, but it provides really meaningful information and insights to the industry. So, you know, as a PR team, it is something that we're always really eager to see come out. When Tim gave me the news about you joining, you know, much like the industry yesterday, I was like, of course. I mean, like, this is your jam. This is the thing that you love to do. And we see you on the editorial side and on the speaking side and all of those other things. But, you know, when it comes down to it, the data and the analytics and the analysis that you do has been so important to driving our industry and our community forward. You know, so I'll stop and say, and thank you for doing that and continuing to pursue that and make that such a large part of the business and positioning from CE Pro that clearly has helped the industry get to where it is. As we flip that page and you come over to DTools, you know, there is a much more expansive library and database and opportunity. Those who don't know DTools, Tim, might not understand what that means. So maybe just give us a quick kind of debrief a little bit on the depth of the data that DTools has and how that comes to be and who participates and benefits from it.
Yeah, well, you know, we offer a solution that really, you know, has complemented CE Pro's, you know, mission, which is to help companies run better businesses. We do that through the use of our software and the information that drives that software. And the information that drives the software is very rich information directly from the manufacturers and suppliers themselves. So it starts with product information and product specifications. So our library, which, you know, we just celebrated 25 years of business, from the very beginning when Adam Stone started the company, he realized that, you know, the software is only going to be as good as the information that drives it. And instead of trying to import a bunch of, you know, spreadsheets or price lists and information, he saw that it was really important to go directly to the source. And so we've always worked with manufacturers and brands and suppliers in the market to provide the information for the software. So we've had a data library with, you know, we can say millions of products and hundreds of brands. But the depth of the information that drives the software was first and foremost because since we're driving everything from proposals through very detailed engineered drawings to then project management, service management, our workflow always started with the source of truth and the information from the manufacturer and supplier. Less errors, but more importantly, we would dive beyond manufacturer, model number, description, MSRP. We'd go deeper into specifications, so dimensions, amps, volts, all the way down to the input and output level. And that was required because we do the engineered drawings. I mean, we were really still the only solution in the market that ties engineering drawings to the rest of the project. So the bill of materials and the drawings and all project documentation remain in sync. Well, what comes from that is deeper information about, you know, how many proposals have been created, what products have been, you know, added to those proposals. And then you start to expand on the type of information that can be captured, warehoused, analyzed, and then ultimately, you know, distributed to the market. And as we were talking, you know, Jason and Randy and I about some of the information that we could provide to help drive some of these, you know, industry pieces or surveys or any kind of deep dives, I think we all got excited about the type of demographic and industry information that could come from that. And so that's really where those discussions started leading. And then, yeah, I was very pleased to get the call from Jason about this.
You know, the other thing that's amazing is, remember, at heart, this is a entrepreneurial-driven cottage industry for the most part, for most of the, at the integrator level. So these guys are running their tails off, you know, every day, working hard for, you know, pleasing their customers, doing the installations, ordering their product, as Tim said, all that sort of stuff. And the last, it's kind of the last thing on their checkbox a lot of time is to look at maybe macro trends and see what's going on in the market and help them be more efficient. They don't think about efficiencies because they're just chasing, they're chasing the day, so to speak. So anything that we can do to provide them with some guidance on where some of these the trends are going is going to help these guys be more efficient. Not to mention just using the software itself is makes them more efficient in terms of their ordering process, their proposals, and all those sorts of things. So that's the one thing I love about this business so much is that I can't tell you how many times I've had an integrator come up to me and say, I never did that. Then I read that in CE Pro and I tried it and now I'm making this, or now it's this percentage of my business. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do the same exact thing. We're going to talk about, be able to show them these trends, and you know, they can choose to ignore them in some cases, and rightfully so. But in other cases, they're going to look at them and go, you know what, this is something I may explore for my business. And then using the software, they're going to be able to, you know, whatever, get into a new product category, improve their efficiency in some way, shape, or form, check their rates and make sure they're making the profits they should be making. All those sorts of things. So it's really exciting.
Yeah.
And then expanding on that to make that information available to the rest of the constituents and stakeholders in the industry beyond just our core market of software, you know, of integrators, it becomes a much more vital importance to understand really the state of the industry as a whole. And that's where really we felt that Jason would be best positioned to help us really build and drive that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in PR, we talk about elevating and amplifying. And, you know, when I look at DTools, what you guys are elevating and amplifying the data and the insights that are there. And I think that is something when you take aside the product that you sell and the platforms that you provide, there's that element of it, but there's the depth of this knowledge and insight and analysis and what can be done with that is virtually untapped at this point. But, you know, I can see already where Jason's involvement will start to harness that and really put it into perspective and probably more digestible, actionable information bits and bytes. So for me, it'll be really exciting to see how this unfolds. I got you know, my phone, my email, my notifications have been going off the hook. I asked permission to tease a little bit before the announcement went out to Tim. I'm like, yeah, can I just drop a couple of hints on KMB? And literally in like 32 seconds, my phone was ringing. Alex Kapaslach, are you in? You're the first one in. You didn't get the information though, did you? No, you did not, because it was embargoed. But I was looking through notifications this morning, and I have to share with you on Adam Stone's feed, and of course, Adam, founder of DTools. It's Baldwin, Brilliant move, period. The single greatest source of truth for the industry. Congrats, Adam, Randy, Jason, and the entire DTools team. Obviously, that extends to you, Jason, as well. But I think that single source of truth for the industry, Jason, I mean, that is, that's huge, man. And just congratulations. It's been such a pleasure and an honor to watch the comments come in support of you in this role and the evolution of your career. I mean, this is big. This is big. So it's been really fun. And for those of you listening in, if you haven't been following the story, there's as much of a human side to this as well. And so do lean in and take a look at comments and chime in accordingly. Share the love, because this is, this is an illustration of what can happen in our industry when you really dive in, dig in, commit to it and find your niche. There's lots of opportunities are out there and this is a perfect illustration of that. I'm waxing a little poetic there, but it's partly just because Jason, I adore you. You're one of my favorites and I have just always appreciated you so much. So, as I said, I'm honored to share the news and to have this conversation today. We're keeping this one kind of short because there's going to be a ton of coverage on this out there and I don't want to bore all of you with just our conversation. But Jason, Tim, both of you guys, if you would just chime in a little bit more with just sort of closing thoughts. And then we'll get some contact info, Jason, for you. That'll be effective in July. And we'll wind her on down. So Tim, then Jason, if you would.
Well, on a personal level, I'm just really, really excited to be able to work alongside Jason. I think, we've always worked together well in the relationship that we had between editor and marketing guy. But on a personal level, this is going to be a great fit for us culturally as well. We've built a really strong team of committed people that are passionate about what they do. And I think that always is one of the things that I've been with the company now 18 years. And that's one of the things that keeps me excited about coming to work every day is we believe in what we're doing. We believe it's important and we love to have like-minded people work with us. And I can't imagine a better fit for this role, both professionally and personally. And I can't wait to get to work.
So the only thing that I had hesitancy about this whatsoever is knowing what a huge San Francisco Giants fan that Tim is. And I am a huge LA Dodgers fan. But one of us is going to end up converting, I think, at some point over the time frame here that now that we're going to be working together. But I'm joking.
I don't see that happening.
History suggests that may never happen.
That may never happen yet. So, but I'm same thing, so excited. And one of the things that makes this such a comfortable thing for me is knowing Tim for such a long time and working with him and knowing Randy for such a long time working with him, knowing Adam, remembering him riding his motorcycle to EH Expo in Long Beach, whenever year that was. I can't remember what year that was, but going way back. So knowing what a great company it is and, the cultural fit, I think is going to be great too. And I'm just raring to get going.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Well, so as you guys heard, this is effective July 5th. He'll be in the new seat at DTools. Until then, contact Jason at CE Pro. He's still there. He's still editing. He's still doing all the things that he used to do. And you do have deadlines to meet if he's still in the seat. So that's your little PSA from your PR pal, Katie. Jason is still with us and accepting submissions until the end of July. So Jason, after that, as of July 5th, how will people find you?
That's a great question. I don't know if I have an email yet, but you can, everybody can call me, my cell phone number, 413-883-4910. Call me directly. I pick up every phone call. And if I can't pick it up, I call you right back. That was actually one of the first business lessons I ever learned was call people back because there's a lot of people who don't do that. And so I'm very, I always make sure I do that. Let's just put it that way. So yeah, feel free to reach out to me then. And then once I get entrenched with DTools, I'll have that contact information. But right now I don't even have that.
Perfect. All right, Tim, how about you? How do people find you and DTools?
Tim B at d-tools.com. And I bet it's going to be Jason K at d-tools.com. But you didn't hear that here.
Scoop drop. Maybe it is Jason K at d-tools.com. Maybe it isn't. We shall see in July. All right, my friends. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your mornings. Jason, I know you've got a lot of email, phone calls, and notifications to follow up on, and well, deadlines. So, you know, let's mosey on and get onto those deadlines, shall we? Tim, congratulations. You have a wedding this weekend, and that is huge. That's a street wedding as well. So congratulations, Ellie. Congratulations, Tim, and your family. Thank you so much for taking time. Now off you go to the wedding, and Jason, I will catch you. I guess, will we see you at InfoComm? Will you be out there?
Right now, I'm not planning to go to InfoComm.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool. Well, then we'll talk to you before then. We'll see you in Denver in a Detool shirt. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. You are so welcome. So welcome. Thanks for joining me. I'm Katie McGregor-Bennett, your host of AV Trade Talk. This has been a conversation with Jason Knott and Tim Bagonis of Detools, sharing the news of Jason joining effective in July. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen to the show. If you've got a topic you'd like to discuss with me, hit me up in the sphere and let's have that conversation. I'd love to tell your story. Until then, take good care. See you around the bend.